mind. Everyone, stick into the mind. Different types of thoughts, you know?
Oh, however,
the knowing phenomena, contents, you know, it can be many branches of thoughts, you know, like this. The negative side and the positive side. However, all this goes in a part of the knowing phenomena. However, knowing phenomena, meaning of the essay, the definition of that is a clarity and a perceiving. Delusion, you see, delusion, the anger attachment, ignorance, doesn't go to omniscient mind, but this consciousness, even though it is obscured by, by these veils, by generating the remedy part, then this consciousness, continuity of this mind goes to omniscient mind. So this is this consciousness, this mind, which is clear and perceiving. This is the type of the type which become cause of enlargement. Literally, the type which becomes development. Development. Enlightenment has it. By saying enlightenment, it makes easy. However, causative phenomena which become enlightenment, the second one. Several things. Yeah, that's right. I'm lost in my point. Like the Indian translation. So you see, the point of what I'm saying is that, the consciousness, there's no, as consciousness, you know, has continuity of consciousness has no beginning. You see, continuity of consciousness has no end. So continuity of I which exists on that aggregate. So the point is this: what I'm trying to clarify is that even this present body, after it becomes ashes, and then strewn on the in the flowers, you know, in the parks, in the gardens, you know, in the rivers. However, then after some time couldn't find anything, however there's continuity of consciousness and aggregates, you see, there's aggregates, continuity of consciousness. So whether it has entered another body or not, however, since there's aggregates consciousness existing, so there's self, there's the continuity of the I existing on that. How? By mere labeling on that. And that is difficult to understand at the moment, but it is like this. I can feel it. You see, when somebody dies,
when somebody's dead, the body is in the grave, in the tomb or in the grave. And the flowers around, the nice flowers around the tomb. Tombstone. Nice flowers are planted around, especially on Sundays. However, you don't point out my mother is still here. You don't say my mother is here. People don't say my mother is here. Well, even at the house, you know. somebody have your mother or father or whatever, if somebody was dead last night, even the body was on the bed this morning, you know, on that comfortable bed this morning, then if somebody comes along and bangs the door, you know, is your father at home? You know, then you call you slowly say you say you slowly tell him. Maybe you are how to call it? Maybe you tell very secretly. Oh, what call it? Whispering. By whispering. I've forgotten this word. By whispering. By whispering, you tell. My father. I said, my father. My father. He died last night. See, when he does not breathe, when his senses doesn't do any function. when the person discovers the people in the family discovers that, just you know. However, you see, normally in the world, you see, even though there's the body, general people, even they don't know exactly what it means, even they don't know exactly, the process of the death, evolution of death, you know, even though they don't know exactly. The gross consciousness absorbs, then this the subtle mind becomes visible, so the subtle mind comes out, you know, it becomes visible, and that leaves from the heart, from the indestructible seed, it comes out from that and then either from the lower doors, either from the upper parts of the body, come through. However, even the person doesn't know exactly the process, doesn't know clearly. But say, generally, even in the world, when there's no mind, then when the mind is separated from the body, and that the body doesn't have any functions. The belief or the call is dead. You know, such and such is dead. Then
that, you know, that father's consciousness, that that father's consciousness, you see, if you know by clairvoyance, or if you know that father's consciousness, consciousness took place, anyway, doesn't matter, without mentioning much, that consciousness, you know, after that as a father's consciousness migrated in the cave, the cow baby, cave, cow, the father's consciousness, you know, migrated, the, anyway, have taken in the body, calf, cow body, you know, however, cow body, then, you see, somebody who has clairvoyance, as born with that knowledge, the knowledge of the clairvoyance that is generated, you know, by through meditation. However, somebody who sees this, somebody who is able to recognize this, you know, then would say, this family's father, this cave is calf, cannot cave. How to say calf? Calf. And this calf. This calf, calf. No, I choose the American. Not English. The calf. The one who is clairvoyant would say, see, one who sees, one who is clairvoyant, who can see the past of his life, then he would tell this calf is the family, this family's father. This family's father was born as a calf or fish. in the swimming pools. You see, body changed, you see. Body changed, different body. But you see, the continuity of that consciousness entered in the body. So you see, the now the consciousness, you know, continuity of consciousness migrated in this body. So, then, I said, because of that, father, you know, was born as a calf. That is because of the continuity of the consciousness. And migrated in that particular body. What I'm saying, the point is this. Wherever the conscience is, wherever the conscience is, then there is the self, there is the I. Wherever the conscience exists, wherever the conscience goes, the self, the I, which is labeled on that, which exists on that, also goes. That also goes. So it is interesting to find out it is interesting to find out, you know. How to say? To check, you know, you can how to say, to check, you know. On the body that is left in the grave, that's not the, on that is myself. On that there's myself. But on the consciousness, wherever the consciousness is, but on that there's the self. That you can check. Why? Why it is? Why the self doesn't exist on the body? When the mind and body separated, you see, the self doesn't exist on the body, but it exists on the consciousness, on the aggregates, on the aggregate consciousness. Why is it? I would say similar. So my understanding, you know, see, this flower. Now you see, my self doesn't exist on this flower. You see, because my consciousness is not entered in this flower, not migrated in this flower. Let's say hair. Put it also this way: hair, which is in the water. Somebody hair thrown in the water, and you see, when my consciousness is not migrated in that hair, you know, I wouldn't think, I wouldn't think on that. I don't level on that eye. As long as my consciousness is not there, you see, not migrating that, I wouldn't. You see, that doesn't happen. I level on that eye. While my consciousness is not in that, not with that, you see, not with that. But whenever my consciousness entered in that hair, by that due to my karma, the conditions there, due to my karma, that I have such a body in the shape of hair. then you see, then just like this, just like here, on this aggregate body and mind, in this aggregate, I level each time, you know, I want to go talk, drive people crazy. Make more confused. Then, however, now you see, and now I want to eat. You know, now I want to sleep. labeling on this aggregates, on the actions of aggregates, labeling. Now as we level, on this aggregates, from the body and mind, on this aggregates, we level all. See, level, and I'm going to this, and then this I going to that, and this, and this, this, and it's going, will be going to this and that. This I did this and that. I passed through the picture. However, on this aggregate now, we claim that there's I existing on this, but yeah, while the consciousness is not migrated in that hair, like this body, not migrated, in the same way, on this hair, you know, we don't I don't level him. I don't level on that. I don't think there's I on that. You know, there's me on that. I don't think. I don't think. But whenever my consciousness migrated in that hair, then you see as I feel now, as we feel on this, how we think on this object now, you see, same thing, same with clean. There's I on that. There's I on this, you know, aggregates, the hair, the body hair, and the consciousness. You see, like that. So it's true, it's not so much what other people label. It's more, it's actually your own, it's actually experience. It's your own, it's true with your own mind, you know, see. So what I'm saying, similar, you see. When the consciousness has left from the hair, then, you see, it doesn't think. I wouldn't think, you know. On this head, there's I, there's me existing. I don't label I, you know, on that, and I don't claim there's an I which exists from its own side on that hair, you know. Similar with dead body, like the hair, same thing with dead body, when after the consciousness has left, you know, after the consciousness is separated from the body. Also one thing, similar with the flower, you know. One mark. Now I don't. Yeah. I don't. Anyway, no need to repeat. You might have got enough clear idea. So, one mark. And this is just to make clear. You know, I think you might have some new people might have doubt. Just to make clear, if my consciousness is entered, in this flower. My consciousness entered this body, migrated this body, like this, you know, I die, my body's here, but the consciousness entered in this flower. In this flower? In this flower? This example is just to benefit other than some other doubts. I'm not plant. I said, what was it? Yeah, that's right. I'm not plant. Now it's plant, you see? Now this is plant. But when my conscience, by my karma, when my conscience entered in this flower, migrated in this flower, like this body, then and I said, I have shape. I have my body shaped in the flower, shaped in the, you know, they have having the shape of flowers. But I'm not plant. I say I'm living being. I'm not plant. Like this. But when my conscience has left, from that body. Then that time, it can be plant. If it, So, however, it is like this. Same thing, I said. You see, as the consciousness, when it migrates, you know, in the flower, hair or the flower, whatever, you know, whatever the material is, like this body, you know, consciousness has to abide in this body like this. Then, at that time, even though there was no, say, clinging on that material, on this flower, on that hair, on that material, on that piece of leather, you know, on that piece of leather which is in water, leather, you know, leather. Even though there's no eye, even though there's no thought clinging eye on that, leveling on that eye. But whenever the consciousness, the leveling based consciousness with that, then automatically there's this thought leveling on that eye, and also there's this there's the eye which appears, the labeled eye which appears as it's not merely labeled, as it exists from inside, then mind, then see, the ignorance clinging, that is completely true. That also happens. So you see, one reason what I'm saying is, you see, where the consciousness goes, is it there, where the consciousness is, there is the thought, on that there is the thought, the I exist, on that the I exist, self exist. How? By merely labeling on that it exists. By merely labeling on that it exists. And on that consciousness, the I which is merely labeled on that consciousness appears as a that it exists from its own side without being made labeled, and ignorance clinging, that is true. So as I mentioned yesterday, consciousness has been continuing so far without beginning. This ignorance which clings, the I. Even though it's made a label on the consciousness, but appearing as if not made labeled, as it exists from inside, completely clinging that this is true. But this ignorance also has been existing. You know? The continued that has been existing without beginning. But you see, the interesting thing is this. The very interesting thing is this. Doesn't matter what aggregates in group, body and mind, or just even the consciousness, either way, it's with the body or without the body. The interesting thing is this. The I which exists on this consciousness, it is unchangeable, but what I'm saying is it is something that which cannot be stopped. The I exists on the consciousness, you see, on the aggregates, the consciousness. It is something that which why it exists on the consciousness. Why it exists on the consciousness? However, on this aggregate, from the consciousness, why it exists? Why it exists? Why it is there? Why it is there? Has it? That is that's the most interesting part. That subject, you know. Especially if you realize it. If you realize it. When you realize it, then that's most most interesting part, most interesting subject. This is when you see it really clearly how it exists, how the I exists on consciousness. At the moment, the way that we believe, how the way that we believe now, I exist, in the way that we believe I exist. The way that we claim, you know, that I exist, when we talk about the way that our mind claim, it's completely, the way that when we talk about I and I do this and do that, you know, I'm doing this and that. I'm going to do this and that. Oh, the way that we view now is that and the way that we clean now. It's something that which doesn't exist at all. It's something which is not there at all. At all. We're not actually when we're talking about I do this and that. According to where we, the way we perceive, the way we view, according to that, always we're talking about the I which doesn't exist. Always we're talking about life story, suffering or happiness of I which doesn't exist. Lama Sopa or George or the Peter or whatever, you know. Or who do not exist at all. It is unexpressible. It is unexpressible. How the I exist on this aggregate, you see? How the I exist is, you know, why the I exist on this, the way the I exist on this, I say, on this aggregate. I mean, you can say, simply you can say, oh yes, it exists because by labeling, by labeling, you know, with thought, motive, and with words, name, you can simply talk about, you can simply say, as it is explained in scripture, you can say that, that's how it exists, I guess you can say. But you see, when you really see it, how, you know, the way it exists, the way the I exists on this aggregates, when you really see it, you know, clearly, by realizing, the non-existent I, by realizing, the I that we clean now on this ideas is empty. It's in fact empty. It's fact empty. The I that which we clean on this ideas now is fact empty. I which appears as it exists, you know. I which appears. You know, the I which merely leveled on this ideas, you know, is not merely leveled and it exists from its own side, you know. By realizing this I which looks as it exists from inside, empty on this aggregate, on this aggregate, completely empty, and it doesn't exist at all. When you see this completely empty, However, the eye that we are clean now on this eye gate, completely empty.